Okay, welcome back. In this video, I'm going to continue by setting up the main page. And so that means I'm going to add a list box and get its data template kind of squared away. I know I'm going to need inside of the data template a hyperlink button, which is going to be the big text, and then a text block under it with the date that the note was created. And so I'm going to probably need to put those in a stack panel. And then I'm also going to work on the application bar and add the icons I need. So again, another simple video for setup purposes, but it's all stuff we have to do to get started here. The only thing I did off camera was to resize my little area here so I can preview. I might even resize it down a little bit more. All right, so the first thing I want to do is go to the control panel. Or the content panel, rather. And I'm going to create a list box. That's going to be the primary control on this page. Give it a name. Vertical alignment. Horizontal alignment. I think that's all I really need to do. I like to do this because it makes it more readable, especially since I'm only working with 1280 by 720. If I was working full screen, I would probably do more of this style. All right, inside the list box, and we've done this before, we want a list box item template. So we want to create a template for how each data item will be displayed. So each row will have the following. And I've already said kind of earlier, and I know this from just experience, that I want to have a hyperlink button. So let me just start off with just naming it. And I'll add some more properties in a minute. And a text block. And this will hold the had note preview is the name of this. I had some aspirations a little bit to show a single line of the note, but that would require that I go through and open up every single note. So I downgraded this to just the note date created or something along those lines. Now you can see that the property visual tree is set more than once. What that means is that you can't set more than one object inside of the data template. To do that, remember you have to use a stack panel, which its only job is to host multiple items. So we're going to use a stack panel and wrap it around these two controls. All right, so we already know we want to use the name. In fact, I'm going to leave that up there. And I know eventually I'm going to want to bind this, but I'm just going to call this the note name or note title. Or I should just put like location in there. Or better yet, just to remind myself, I might do Dallas, Texas, USA, something like that. And I'm going to need a click event on this eventually, but I don't feel compelled to do that at the moment. I'll get to that later. And then the text block should have a text property, and this will be something like October 7, 2010. Let's put like Thursday. I think that's how it's going to wind up looking. Thursday, October 7, 2010. Okay. So because it's a data template, we're not going to see it here, but I just want to remind myself of the text. Eventually, we're going to rip all this out and modify, you know, add some binding syntax like we did before. It'll be a little bit different because we're going to bind to an object instead of just binding to a single item in a string array. And so that's the only thing that probably I haven't shown you up to yet to this point. But when we get to that point, it'll all hopefully make sense. So that's about all I can do there for the moment. Let's move down to the application bar. Now in my app, I've chosen not to use any menu items, so I'm just going to delete this whole area here. I am going to need some images. So for this first page, all I really want is to be able to add a new note from here and then also show a question mark for the help screen. So I'm going to pop open Windows Explorer and then navigate to Program Files x86 because I'm on a 64-bit operating system. I'm going to go to Microsoft SDKs, Windows Phone, version 7.0, icons, and I think it's the dark ones I want. And then over here, I'm going to need to create an images directory, and this is going to be off screen a little bit. Well, all right, let's pull it over here. New folder, and we'll call this images. All right, we'll move it back. And so I'm going to need a help. Here's a question. That's what I wanted. And I also want an add. So that'll work there. All right, now remember, I'm going to select them both by selecting one, holding the shift button, and selecting the second one. And I'm going to change this to content. Okay, so that's a good start. Let's go ahead and change the names of these. So it's appbar.add.rest.png. And for the text, we'll call this add. And then here, we'll go appbar. Question mark dot rest dot png and we'll say help. All right, so I should be able to run this at this point, and I get that dumb device error. Something specific to my implement my and my environment, and I haven't taken the time to fix it. Okay, so I've got my icon set up, and even though you can't see it, I've got my list box, and that's all I wanted to do. It's about 8 minutes worth of work, and so we'll pick it back up here in the next video. Thank you.